Hey friends, welcome to Tough Cookie Talks. Before we get into today's episode, I gotta tell you about Kettlebell Social. It's here. Kettlebell Social is my newly revamped online strength training program and community for women who like to do hard things but are trying to be more chill in their approach to fitness. It's opening for enrollment September 18th, 2023. So depending on when you're listening to this, you can go to the link in the show notes and either get yourself on the interest list or just sign up and join us. Here's the deal. Your workouts are meant to enhance your life, not consume it. You maybe love to work out, but like you have a whole ass life to live outside of the gym. You're so over using exercise to shrink yourself, and you love feeling like a badass, but you also need it to be fun and flexible and free. And you're ready to start questioning the arbitrary rules around fitness and stop following advice that wasn't meant for you. If this sounds like you, we're your people. Come play inside of Kettlebell Social. You can check out the link in the show notes for more info. Welcome to Tough Cookie Talks. I'm your host, Jenna Josephowski, but you can call me Jenna J. I'm a semi-retired professional dancer, dance teacher, and yoga teacher, turned certified personal trainer and kettlebell instructor who helps active women learn to lift and get strong with equal parts challenge and compassion. After years of working in the fitness industry, I got sick and tired of watching people, including myself, run themselves into the ground trying to uphold the narrow-minded image of what our culture sees as healthy and fit. But instead of giving it all up, I decided that I'd rather change the game, call out the BS, extract the good, and help others learn to use movement as a way to build themselves up rather than tear themselves down. On this podcast, we'll explore the intersection of fitness and anti-diet culture and all the gray areas in between. We'll let go of shoulds and judgments and dig into tough conversations with curiosity. Things get pretty spicy around here, so grab your headphones and let's do this. Hey friends, welcome to Tough Cookie Talks. Today we are going to talk about how to build momentum for movement, for your workouts, for whatever you feel like you need to do to take care of yourself right now when the world is a dumpster fire. I've been having a lot of conversations behind the scenes with friends, with clients, and I'll be honest with you, sharing fitness-related content when things are the way they are feels really icky and gross. And the thing that I've been coming back to, and the reason why I decided to record this, is that in having conversations with my clients, with my friends, people still have some very real needs around exercise and movement and training and their own self-care and well-being. And so that's what we're going to dive into today. Before we do though, I feel the need to share a statement that I made in the form of an Instagram post last week, 2 weeks ago. What is time? I don't even know. In regard to everything that is going on in Gaza with Palestine and Israel, right now, I just got off before I recorded this an hour-long therapy session and talking to my therapist about how I'm kind of dealing with this myself, both as a human and also as a business owner, as a client, as somebody who generally wants to do better from a social justice perspective and also do right by my clients and create the kind of community where we can have tough conversations with curiosity. In thinking about the pillars of my business and the things that I feel strongly about as a coach, there are three things that come to my mind. First is that tough conversations with curiosity. It's literally in the intro of this podcast. Second is being curious and not judgmental. It's the Ted Lasso quote, I suppose, that I come back to time and time again. And then the third thing is letting go of the all or nothing mindset. And so with that said, I could circle around this topic all day. And I think, well, I'm just going to read you this post, because after circling around this topic with my therapist for an hour and finally sharing this post, she felt like it was important to share again. And that feels like the most authentic summary of what I'm feeling right now, and you deserve to know. So Hey, here we go. I'm calling this word vomit from the heart. I have all the thoughts and no words. Or maybe I do have the words, but they may not be the right words. And I'm going to share them anyway, in spite of the fact that I feel very strongly that many of us need to do a bit more listening than we do talking. It's human nature to want to connect the dots between our own lived experience and that of others. Sometimes there will never be an exact comparison. Sometimes you can't even comprehend. I think about this every time I do something mundane, like fold my son's tiny sweatpants, like sip my coffee that's gotten a little bit cold, smash my tight calf with a lacrosse ball. And I think about how people across the world were probably doing these sorts of things too a few weeks ago and would do anything to get them back. I film a stupid little video about how to hold a kettlebell in the rack position. I tell a client to slow down their tempo a little bit. I wonder if I'll need to wear a coat over my Halloween costume because it's supposed to be cold. And like, who cares? But also sometimes I think we use these things to distract ourselves because we were never meant to handle this much violence, trauma, and grief. I struggle to find the right words because my friend whose grandma survived the Holocaust tells me the reality of her family's experience. My client who just moved back to the US from the Middle East shares things that our news doesn't. And every last bit of it is horrific. How do you compare devastation or justify violence against one group of humans for another? And the fact that none of the damage of the past can be undone, and there doesn't seem to be a clear end in sight without more destruction and death along the way. It needs to stop. I condemn it with my whole heart. Side note, I am recording this a couple of weeks out from when I'm actually going to release it. Hopefully, there is some stop by the time you're listening to this. In any case, I hate that people are guilty by association. Innocent Jews are conflated with the actions of the Israeli government, and innocent Palestinians are conflated with the actions of Hamas. Or that it turns out words that I might have said or thought that were fine to say last week could potentially incite more violence this week. Without a doubt, some of you will probably come back to me here and tell me that I said it wrong. And believe it or not, I actually want to have that conversation, especially if it's rooted in mutual care and education, and double especially if you've been listening, learning, and have lived experience for longer than I have. A lot of people seem to suddenly be overnight experts on Israel and Palestine and how others should speak on it. I certainly am no expert. I'm a personal trainer who cares about people feeling safe in her community. I'm a human who is having a hard time functioning in that role when I'm witnessing a crisis of humanity that I feel powerless to do anything about, even though I know it also doesn't help if we don't try. It's often said that silence is violence, and sometimes that's true. And also, sometimes words can spark more violence when shared without thought and care behind them. So more conversations, more listening, more learning, more thinking before we speak, more action behind our words, more both and, more humanizing. Oof. Thanks for listening to that. I know that's maybe not exactly what you came to when you pulled up this podcast episode, and we are going to talk about the exercise motivation stuff now, but it didn't feel right to talk about anything else without getting that off of my chest first. I will say one more thing that I have discovered since I originally wrote that post, which was about a week and a half ago at this point. When it comes to listening and learning, I think the things that I am most interested in right now is longer form content, both about the history of that region, whether it's a book, audiobook, podcast, something like that, and also generally just principles, social justice related principles that I can apply to the situation and help make sense of it for myself in a way that feels authentic to me, because it seems right now that all solutions kind of suck. So there we go. I am definitely open to your recommendations. I am a little bit Instagram reeled out. I am reeled out. I've gotten so many things in my DMs. I love those conversations. I don't know what else is left to be said. So, hey, let's talk about fitness, huh? As I mentioned, this episode was inspired by conversations I've been having with my clients lately, but also myself, because I was thinking to myself yesterday as I pulled into the gym parking lot and proceeded to sit in my car scrolling on my phone for like 10 minutes being like, I don't want to go in. I don't want to do this. I don't want to be here. And that is something that I think a lot of us feel more often than others. It is something, I'll be honest, I feel sometimes, but I haven't felt it this deeply and this consistently for this long at a time. I think that's kind of the nature of the world right now. It's bringing a lot of that out in us. It's putting us into fight, flight, freeze, and continuing to scroll, to consume, isn't necessarily helping us get out of that or do anything worth good. And I fully believe that if we are not in a healthy place ourselves, if we are not especially in a good mental space, we're not able to do any damn ounce of good for anybody in the world. And so, yeah, I'm going to talk about how to get yourself to do the thing. One of the things that I said recently is that if you don't feel like working out because everything feels pointless right now, stop looking for motivation. You're not going to find motivation. You're not. Instead, see where you can find momentum to get yourself to do literally any kind of movement. And I bet it will make you feel better. And so let's talk about some of those ways to find momentum. I'm going to share just a few that are on my mind right now, and then hopefully we'll be able to find some more as we go. I'm open to your ideas as well. So my first way to find momentum is changing your physical state to change your mental state. I think a lot about this in response to, and if any of you have ever read the book, Come As You Are, Emily and Amelia Nagoski, or just Emily Nagoski? I cannot remember. Regardless, that book is about sex and sexual desire. And in that book, she talks about spontaneous versus responsive desire when it comes to sex. And I think the same thing can be true for working out. A lot of us, especially now, aren't going to feel spontaneously motivated to exercise. But in many cases, much like foreplay, when you change your physical state, that can also help you change your mental state and help you get more into it. So some ideas would be to get up, just get up from where you're sitting right now, wiggle, step outside, take a shower. If you don't want to take a shower because that's a whole thing, splash some water on your face. Let yourself scream or cry until there's nothing left. Sometimes we're like holding on to that shit, trying to make ourselves not feel sad or angry. Sometimes you just have to let yourself be in that. Let it go. Change into clothes that are more comfy. Next one is listen to music. And that kind of goes along with the idea of changing your physical state because music often inspires us to dance. And something that I've been realizing lately, especially if you're someone like me who is perpetually consuming content to learn, to improve yourself, that can be a lot to process. It can get you very much in your head and not allow you to process your feelings as much. Music can help you feel sometimes vicariously through the lyrics of the song, or to work through those feelings by way of movement. Music just has that way of also bringing about more of that like creative flow state in us, and finding time to create can also be valuable in helping yourself change your state. So highly recommend listening to music. Do I want to talk about some of the music that I've been listening to? I don't know. Maybe I'll send that to my email list. Let's move on. But yeah, lots of good music out there. Next thing is make it easy. Let go of unnecessary rules. You can work out in your pajamas. Don't put on shoes or a sports bra, or in the case of what I did the other night, sleep in sweatpants that you can wear to the gym. This is probably going to sound so gross, but like whatever. Yesterday, I slept in sweatpants and a sweatshirt that were like athleisure wear, but also very comfy. And then in the morning, I got up and I put on a bra and I wore it all day. And then I went to the gym in it because I knew otherwise it just might not happen. Make it easy for yourself to do the thing. Next one is to lean into any movement. Aim for any movement if a structured workout feels like too much for you. And then on the flip side, lean into structure if you feel like you need a program to tell you what to do because your brain is full and decision fatigue is real. Only you know what works best for you. But something that I've been telling Kettlebell Social members a lot is like, yes, both and. Like, pick up that program that I wrote for you and follow the reps and sets and do the exercises because it's all laid out and you don't have to think about it. That can be really helpful. If it doesn't, literally any movement, take that time. Feel free to pull up your workout for the day and be like, hell no. And just lay around and wiggle or do any kind of movement. That kind of leads into the next one, which is make a plan, but make it achievable and let that plan be flexible. So don't expect yourself to work out every day. I see this so often from so many clients where we're like, I should do this every single day or like 6 days a week. And so I'm just going to tell myself every day that I should, but not have a clear plan for how that's going to fit into the day. And then you're like, oh, well, it's okay. I didn't do it today. I can still do it tomorrow and the next day. But then you have like all of the days that you're low-key feeling like you should, like shooting all over yourself. But then also not having scheduled rest days or scheduled days to do those other very real things that are on your to-do list. So decide what your movement minimum is. Like, what do you need in your life as a bare minimum for self-care? Not just for physical health, but especially right now, I feel like a lot of us need it for mental health more than ever. So decide what that minimum is and then put it in your calendar as an appointment at times and places that make sense for you and your life. And that's going to be different for everybody. Some people find it way more convenient to work out at home. Some people need to go to the gym to be out of that space where you're not at your house looking at that pile of unfolded laundry or the dishes that are in the sink. Maybe you do need to go to the gym. Maybe it's that one that you pass on your way home from work. Make it easy. And then honor that time for yourself, whether it turns into a heavy lifting session, a full training session, a walk, a short run, or rolling around on the floor and simply stretching and yawning. Like, it's all okay. It's all gonna help you. But definitely do honor that time for yourself and what you need. Next one has to do with external accountability. And I know sometimes that idea gets like mixed reviews or a bad rap or can sound like kind of fitsbooey, like, oh, accountability, you know, kind of gets wrapped up in the idea of like, oh, you have to be like disciplined and like you need to be like whipped into shape to do that work. But there's nothing wrong with leaning on a little external accountability. Get by with a little help from your friends. So maybe that means you sign up for a class. Sign up for a session with a trainer. I know a lot of my one-on-one clients feel like shame around the idea that they don't have an easy time getting themselves to work out when they're not in a session with me one-on-one. And there's no shame in that. That's why people like me have a job. Maybe it's something more low-key, like walking rescue dogs. I know a lot of my clients have been really into that lately. Body doubling, which is something that's really popular in the ADHD community, or getting a workout buddy. That's also something we've been playing around with inside of Kettlebell Social. There is nothing wrong with leaning on that little bit of external accountability if it is going to help you. One thing that I've personally been doing, and I will quote one of my clients on this, I've been paying to go to a gym that is not the gym that I work at, and that is not my she shed, because sometimes I feel like I just am not into it when I'm in a space that I associate with doing other things. like coaching clients, for example. And so I need to get out of that space and go somewhere else. And like, yes, I have to spend more money on it. Like, yes, that is financial privilege. And also, to quote my one client, I've spent more money on dumber shit before. And that might be true for you as well. So something to consider. Last thing that I want to get at is I want you to remember that there are prerequisites for working out, especially at a high intensity. So if you're feeling like you don't want to do it, before you look at all of these other things, check in with yourself. Make sure that you are fed. Make sure that you're hydrated and make sure that you're well rested and start there. Start there. I probably should have said that first. If you're not feeling like working out, maybe that's not the best thing for you at this moment. If you are not getting a good night's sleep, if you're not finding other ways to manage your stress, if you are not eating enough, if you're forgetting to drink water, if you're like me and you're drinking twice as much coffee as you do water and just fueling your anxiety, and here we go. Keep in mind that movement can be immensely helpful in a lot of ways, to help you just kind of calm your nervous system, but it can also be a stressor on your nervous system if you're not managing your stress in other ways. Yeah, I feel like that's all the things right now. I want to leave you with one more thing in case any of you lovely listeners happen to be this person. I have been really diving into the world of nervous system regulation and sensory processing from the perspective of somebody with ADHD and just parenting my son and working through some of his sensory things that he has going on. And it's really fascinating to learn about different systems in our body and how we regulate ourselves and how different kinds of movement, like things that I've been learning about is that deep pressure, for example, is really great for regulating you proprioceptively, your proprioception. And then swinging is really great vestibular regulation. And I don't feel like I can speak about these things in the most educated way, even though I'm learning a little bit about it, but I want to learn more about it. So if any of you happen to specialize in this, especially if you are an occupational therapist that specializes in sensory processing of all sorts, I want to hear about it and I want to talk about it because as I have been forcing myself to do the workouts, in spite of the fact that I don't always feel like it, I'm realizing that there is a very real science behind why I like what I like and why lifting weights and swinging kettlebells is something that very much calms me down and makes me feel better than when I started. So those are things that you might find helpful too, but if you are a person that has more knowledge about that or you know somebody who is, please let me know who to reach out to for a guest interview or feel free to pitch yourself to my podcast. Jenna@itsjennaj.com is my email address. I think that's all we have for today. Please take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Have a great day. Have a great week. Or like maybe just like have a week and get by. And we'll talk soon. Thanks again for tuning into Tough Cookie Talks. I'm so glad you're here. If you want to learn more about me and how we can work together, visit my website, itsjennaj.com, or follow and tag me on Instagram, @itsjennaj. I would love to hear from you. If you like this episode and want to hear more, make sure you click subscribe and follow along so that you don't miss a single show. Then take a moment and leave me a 5-star rating and review so that we can help this podcast and this message reach even more people. Have a great week, and we'll talk soon.